Welcome to the Did You Know Show here on this Monday, February 20th. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on the first day of the Did You Know Show this week. And you want to kick us off today, Noah?
Yeah, I can. So we know that there's some animals out there that are very intellectual, like the dolphin and the chimpanzee. These are very intellectual. But an animal that I did not expect, which is an animal that a lot of people actually kind of dislike, did you know that the raven is also one of the most intellectual animals on the planet?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so Native American folklore, ravens are known as tricksters, and their reputation may stem from these birds, their intelligence. So we really don't think about it this way, but from researchers and people who have observed these ravens, they are relatives of the family Corvida, which is their, I forget what their like official name when it comes to species. Mm-hmm. That includes crows and jays. They have the same brain to body size ratio as apes do themselves. So that suggests a high level of cognition. So ravens are known for the complex social behaviors as well. They hold apparent grudges against people. They also recognize people's faces as well. And people that like cheat them, they actually like they hold grudges against actual people, which is something kind of crazy that people have noticed. They also have funerals for other dead members of their species.
Really?
So yeah, they pick up, so they have a whole social system behind their
species.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Around their species. So they do that, and they also recognize human faces, so they can actually tell us apart, and they'll remember us down the road as well. So through all these studies that the people have done, that they are actually very social and intellectual creatures.
That's pretty cool. I did not know that ravens had all that to them, but there you have it. All right, so here's mine. So did you know that people breathe primarily out of one nostril at a time?
What?
So, the human nose, obviously, it's a biological wonder. It allows you to smell and everything. But its most important job is to condition the air that you breathe before that air enters your respiratory tract. So this means, warming and humidifying the air before it gets to your throat and down throughout the rest of your body. And to do this, the nose undergoes a nasal cycle in which one nostril sucks in the majority of the air, and then the other nostril takes the remaining portion in. Then a few hours later, the nostrils switch roles. And so this cycle is regulated by the body's autonomic nervous system, which swells or deflates erectile tissue found in the nose. And we don't notice the switch throughout the day. But sometimes, if you cover one side of your nose, you can tell which side is letting more air in. And a lot of times you think, oh, it's just because I have a stuffy nose or a cold. And when you do have a cold, that is part of the reason why the one that isn't taking in as much air is the one that attracts more mucus, because it's taking in a different sort of air. So that's why it's like when you have a cold, it's more prominent which side is bringing in more air.
That's why you feel like you're stuffed.
Yeah. And so there are a few possible reasons for why the nasal does this back and forth. And sometimes some scientists theorize that the cycle improves our sense of smell because scent molecules degrade at differing rates. Some smells are easier to identify through fast-moving air in the dominant nostril, while others are more easily picked out of slow currents in the non-dominant nostril. Usually more congested nostril. So some people think that it is a way of improving your sense of smell, but no one really knows the exact reason for why. It might just be something that the human body does just to regulate things.
That's a pretty crazy thing, because now that you're talking about it, I'm sure everybody who's listening right now is also doing the same thing, as you're taking a breath through your nose. And I can tell I'm taking more in through the left. Like, when you're normally doing it, you can't tell. Yep. But I'm taking in more from the left than I am the right. But I don't feel stuffed up.
Exactly.
But when you really think about it and you take a breath, you can kind of actually feel that difference. I'm going to do this later and see if it switches.
See if it switches a few hours later.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, well, thanks for tuning in today on the Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.